Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, as usual, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for July 2nd, 2019. So let's do like we do and jump first into TV news. And in TV news, we're actually going to be talking about some streaming stuff with Warner Brothers. Quite a bit of streaming over on Warner Brothers as they're gearing up for their new streaming app. The first piece of news is Gremlins. They are apparently gearing up for an animated prequel to the Gremlins movies. The name of the show is going to be Secrets of the Mogwai. Secrets of the Mogwai. And no word on what kind of animated series it's going to be. It'll be very strange to get an animated show that is from an R-rated sort of Christmas movie that is actually a horror movie. You're definitely going to be keeping tabs on that one as we get closer to it. But in other Warner Brothers streaming news, Deadline is reporting that they are looking to reboot the TGIF line of shows. Shows like Step by Step, Family Matters, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and Perfect Strangers are all rumored to be coming to the Warner Brothers streaming app. And if you're unaware, right now Hulu owns the streaming rights for all of those shows. But in 2021, which seems to be the approximate goal year for Warner Brothers' new streaming app, the contract that they have with Hulu will be up. So feasibly, all of those rights will be going back to Warner Brothers, which is perfect timing for them to do this reboot. So that's going to be really interesting. With the success of Fuller House, I can only imagine how Family Matters and Step by Step and all of these shows will fare in a streaming platform. Next on the list is a very awesome announcement from Netflix. Just a few days ago, they announced that they are working hand-in-hand with Neil Gaiman himself on a Sandman series. Now, for those with low expectations for anything adapted from Gaiman's work, fear not, because A, Good Omens has been getting great reviews. I have yet to watch it myself, though I have heard wonderful things. But also, Gaiman himself has said that the first season will be an adaptation of the first graphic novel, plus, quote, a little bit more, unquote. So it sounds like we will be seeing all of Preludes and Nocturnes, at least a good chunk of Preludes and Nocturnes, plus a little bit that's going to lead us into other Sandman books. So it sounds like they're looking to play the long game with the Sandman universe, which actually could be very, very smart on Netflix's part, being as they're going to very likely be losing a whole chunk of their original programming because of the Marvel deal. Next is potentially one of my favorite pieces for this episode. It's about a show called Space World. Do you know who Tommy Wiseau is? Perhaps you saw The Room. Not Room, not the one with Brie Larson about the really horrible stuff, but The Room that was made by Tommy Wiseau. Or perhaps you're looking to go see Big Shark whenever it sees theaters, if it ever sees theaters. Well, Tommy Wiseau is now going to be working in the television realm of things. And his bizarre mind is spitting out an animated science fiction series that he's going to be in, joined by his production partner, Greg Sestero. Pardon me for mispronouncing that name. The pilot episode is currently on YouTube, so you can go see, 5 minutes at least of the pilot episode is currently on YouTube, so you can go check it out for yourself and then make your judgment. But this is just going to be another train wreck like everything else Wiseau has done, and I honestly can't wait for it, not going to lie. Our last piece of television news, which TV is the larger section for this episode, so the last piece of TV news comes from the Game of Thrones camp. The website Watchers on the Wall, which is a Game of Thrones fan site technically, but they have had some leaks in the past that have come true. They were the ones that leaked some of those first pictures of the battle for Winterfell as they were filming the final season of the main series. Well, now they're claiming that they have the new title for the prequel series, as well as at least a rough workup of the logo. So the title, according to Watchers on the Wall, is going to be Blood Moon. This is a subtitle that we have seen before in rumors, but now they're saying they have a copy of official, some sort of official document. I couldn't really place exactly what it was. And so this is likely a placeholder logo, but it sounds like, because other sources are saying this leak has some legs, it sounds like this might be the actual title for the new Game of Thrones series. Now let's talk movies. And we actually only have two pieces of movie news for this episode. First comes from Geeks Worldwide. They're saying that Vanessa Kirby is being eyed for the role of Catwoman in the new Batman movie. If that name doesn't sound familiar, I don't blame you. Didn't really sound very familiar to me at first either. But if you see her, you'll recognize her. Why will you recognize her? She is going to be the sister for in Hobbs and Shaw that seems to be the center of all of the hijinks that is going to happen in that movie. She also had a role in Mission Impossible Fallout. So more casting for the Batman. We are getting that much closer to production. And as those come out, we will be talking about them on the show. And our second and last piece of movie news is the live action adaptation of The Little Mermaid. That is the next movie that Disney is going to be turning into a live action version. And according to Variety, Melissa McCarthy is not only the first one to be in talks to be cast for the movie, but also she's potentially going to be playing Ursula. We also have news that Lin-Manuel Miranda is not only going to be a producer for the movie, but he is also going to be writing some new music for the project. So very potentially we'll be seeing a hip-hop number, kind of like what we saw in Aladdin, but maybe, hopefully, at least as good. The Aladdin part was not as bad as you might think, so there is always that. And then we have a bonus piece of news for this episode. It is a comic book piece of news, and normally we don't talk about the comics on here, but this one was just way too much to not talk about. It seems that Kirkman, Robert Kirkman, has abruptly put an end to the Walking Dead series. As an explanation for why he did this, Kirkman said it was because he, as a fan, hates knowing when the end is coming. So, with issue 193, after the spoiler alert, I'm going to give you a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... After the death of Rick Grimes in the comic book series, this issue, number 193, picks up with a follow-up on all of the other main characters. It is a triple-size issue and will be the last issue The Walking Dead ever puts out. That is not to say there's not going to be other spin-off books that potentially come out of this, but as for the main book, there is no more Walking Dead. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, you can subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much, much more in the nerd world, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.